Some of the guys on defense were saying there was more enthusiasm there last night than there had been in previous games. Is that something, enthusiasm, is that kind of like chemistry takes time to gel and get that where you want it to be?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's something, you know, you answer, sit here in my spot and answer questions all the time. And, you know, you're never as good as they say you are. You're never as bad as they say you are. You just try to get better every week. And you want to be playing your best, you know, in November and December. And that's the important part of your schedule. And, you know, we're getting ready to now embark on our fourth quarter of our regular season schedule. And, you know, you build that. It takes time. We have a lot of new players, a lot of, you know, players that we had a year ago aren't here anymore. So all of it takes time and takes a lot of effort. And, you know, I think we've emphasized it as a staff, and I think our players have responded. And, you know, it is an emotional game. There is enthusiasm involved. And, you know, you have to try to get that edge in some manner other than just pure talents. Well, I think, you know, when you talk about a home schedule and an away schedule, you know, when you're at home, you have the emotion of your own crowd. You know, when you're on the road, you don't have that. And I think that's something that we've stressed really in all three phases of, you know, performing better on the road. You have to bring your own enthusiasm. You have to bring, you know, that juice within your own football team because you're not going to get it from that stadium. So I think that's something that we stress and our players responded to.
Speaking of home, as you go into the final quarter, that mm-hmm. number one seed is there, is back in the picture. Did you dangle that carrot at all with your players? Or
no, you know, it just kind of diverts focus, Mike. So, you know, our focus is on us. And, you know, we talked about on the road, but, you know, we're not – doing that right now. We have four games remaining, and you know, we need to take care of our business, and we'll just see where the chips fall.
David Bruton said that he called them the fake punt. Were you as surprised as we were, or did you see something that you thought you might be able to capitalize on?
Well, you know, not giving away too many trade secrets. You know, Dave is a very smart player that you know, takes a lot of pride in his role, not just as a defensive player, but as a special teams player. He is our special teams captain. So with that experience and, you know, even with us and our staff, you know, there's a lot of trust there. So it's, you know, it's an audible that can occur. And, you know, we trust him enough to have that responsibility, and he chose wisely. I mean, we have parameters, you know, I would say. I'm not sure that might have happened to minus 10, but, you know, it's, you know, he's a very trustworthy player.
What does it mean to put together a streak like you guys have, 11 consecutive road divisional wins going back to 2021?
Well, I think, you know, to be successful in this league, you've got to be successful in your division. And, you know, that's true home or away. But, you know, I think it's just been a lot of hard work by a lot of people.
Did you evaluate Connor Barth's first performance?
I thought good. You know, I thought in very tough conditions. That was not one of those games where you're real excited about as a specialist. It doesn't matter whether you're the snapper, even catching a curveball, you know, which wind has the effect on a long snap. You know, and then to punt it or kick it in those conditions become a little more trying, a little bit like playing golf, you know, in strong winds. It's, you know, it's already a hard sport as it is and a hard skill set that they have to execute. And, you know, you throw in some tricky wind conditions, it can be tougher.
Did you